We'd like to say we appreciate the service thus far this morning. Know that when you have a baptizing like this or some other part of the service, it sort of throws things out of whack just a little bit. People just wondering maybe what to do next, but it's still the Lord's service. Just give it to Him. Do that He'd have you to do, and you'll make it all right this morning. Now you pray for us for just a minute. Would like to say we appreciate the service and appreciate that Brother Bruce brought this morning. Good thought, good message. It's true, how true it is. The possibilities. We're going to read some this morning out of the book of St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John and his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, that of the third chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Very familiar scriptures we know this morning in that of our reading. And you've heard, no doubt, this preached on many be the time, but this is what seemingly the closest thing that we have this morning for this service. And I thought as we was coming this way and knowing that we was going to be baptizing today, what a blessing it is for the church to have a baptismal service. It's just a blessing. There's nothing like that for the church. It just does something for the church. It most certainly does. Now, we've asked the sister to sit here on the front bench this morning. And you say, Preacher, she's too young for you to charge. Well, we're going to charge her anyway. The Lord help us just a minute. We'll try our best to keep things as simple as we can. The Lord knows what we need. He most certainly does. And I've got just a little bit of scripture that you pray for us and go with us for just a minute. I find in the Word of God that it's not just to the young converts, but it's to us all. And it helps us all. It really does. It helps us all. A lot of times we go over that of the church covenant, and I may or I may not this morning, but I'm just going to try my best to mind the Lord. So you bear with us for just a minute that we'd get ourselves out of the way. And the Bible says here that John had run across some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees while he was baptizing over there. They showed up. He said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And he said, And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. Now I want to talk to us just a little bit this morning, God being our helper, brethren, about we have Abraham to our father. You say, Preacher, what does that mean to her and for this situation? Well, I'm going to put it just like this, brethren. There's a lot of folks that holds that of their church membership, my friend, that's how they're going to make it. Now these, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they held to that they knowed the father Abraham, that they was of the seed of Abraham. Now you can be a member of Mountain View Baptist Church, or you can be a member of the church down the street, or you can be a member of 15 different churches. It does not matter. It does not matter. You say, Preacher, you telling her that she didn't do anything? You just let me finish. Brethren, but it does not matter when it comes to that, brethren, of knowing Christ as your Savior. These things, you say, Preacher, this ain't too important. It's real important. One of the first things, he said, under that of John, he said, It suffers me to fulfill all righteousness. And brethren, that was being baptized was an identifier with that of John the Baptist and that of Christ. Brethren, the baptism was never done in the Old Testament. No, it wouldn't. It never was. Brethren, it never was practiced. The Bible says that John spake mention. He said, I indeed baptize thee with water unto repentance. Amen. Think about that. Brethren, but he said, there's one coming mightier than I. Amen. Brethren, he shall baptize thee with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Amen. Thank God, if you ain't baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, brethren, this baptism will not perform anything for you. No, it won't. It won't mean much to you. Brethren, if you've been born again, I believe it's one of the first steps of obedience. Brethren, unto that God would have us to do, to identify ourselves with the believers of the church. Now think about that. Now say not unto them, my friend, you are of Father Abraham. Say not. You can't lay on the fact, well, I'm a member of Mountain View Baptist Church. Well, we've got a lot of members. We've got a lot of members. We got numerous members. Yes, sir. Most of them ain't here. But nonetheless, we've got a lot of members. Brethren, there's folks round about that will still hold the fact that they are a member of Mountain View Baptist Church. Listen to me. Brethren, just because they knowed Abraham, brethren, did not make them the true seed of Abraham. That's what he is trying to tell them. He said, you say not unto me that you're of your father Abraham. You know what Christ told them in one place? He said, had you been of Abraham, he said, you'd do the works of Abraham, my friend. Glory! Woo! There's something about being a Christian today. Thank God that outrules everything in this world. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Brethren, the scripture teaches us, I thought, as Bruce was preaching this morning, about the possibility. Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to use her stature, brethren, for a measuring point. Right now, she's a small possibility. Glory to God! Glory to God! But thank God, the Holy Spirit don't go by size this morning. Do you know that? David was a rud. Wasn't he? He's the least of the bunch. Yes, he was. But when Samuel went over to anoint a king, brethren, it was David that was anointed. Was it not? And old Samuel saw some. He saw some that he thought would be pretty good. Yes, sir. But the Lord hadn't touched him. Huh? Think about it. He asked Jesse, he said, ain't you got any more? He said, I got one. Yeah. Got one. Said, but he's but a child. He's over yonder. He's a lad. He's over keeping the sheep. Old Samuel told him, said, we ain't eating till he gets here. Huh? Think about it. As he is on his way, when Samuel seen David, my friend, the Lord said, he's the man. Huh? He's the man. It's not, my friend, on how your stature is this morning. It's not on the wisdom that you've got this morning. Brethren, it's whether or not that you'll be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. David had something. Yes, he did. He had something. Brethren, the Lord, the Bible went on and it tells us about David, my friend, being a man after God's own heart. A man after God's own heart. I thought, and I can't help it this morning, sometimes our messages will run over, but I thought about the possibility. And I thought about this young one coming on. Brethren, we don't know. We don't know, my friend, what kind of effect she can have on this church. Huh? It's good, church. It's good for young ones to come on. It most certainly is. But I'm going to talk to you that are understanding, my friend, enough to know, brethren, you've got to put some actions in this thing. You've got to put some work in this thing. Brethren, you've got to put what you say you believe in. You've got to act upon that. Brethren, if you don't, something's going to die within you. It takes, brethren, some things from me and you. It does. God can do all things. We know that, don't we? God can do all things. Why did he take David in this time and this hour? Why did he appoint David? David was just out there keeping his father's sheep. Huh? Just keeping the sheep. What could he learn out there keeping the sheep? You hear me? Brethren, the truth of it is that David learned little more than his brothers did. Yes, sir. Learned a little more. Perceived. Took some things in. She's a child of God. Since she got saved, my friend, she's a child of God. She most certainly is. And if she'll continue, preacher, she ain't old enough. If she'll continue to follow after that, my friend, she'll learn obedience. She will. Preacher, ain't she got it? She'll learn it. Just like me and you've had to learn it. Bible says that Jesus Christ himself said he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. The things that he went through. The things, my friend, and if you'll think about it, brethren, that's how me and you got obedient, was learning those things that we went through, my friend. Brother Bruce said something this morning that's very true. Very true. You may think, well, preacher, people don't do this and people don't do that. They do. They do. There's things. Years ago, my friend, we was pastoring down Dry Creek. I believe it was the first time we was down there. Brethren, there's a young man that got interested in coming to church. He got interested in coming. His mother and his dad didn't want him coming. They didn't like our style of church. I'm just going to be plain, and I'm not talking about folks, my friend, that are mean folks. They was not. I know them. I know them very well. But they wouldn't help him. You know what I mean? They wouldn't help him. God was dealing with him. Lord, dealing with that heart, and he's at that age, my friend, that he could have just went this or that way. It depends a lot, brethren, on how the parents are raising children. Amen. It most certainly does. Amen. He said it. Now, I'll be honest with you. They're here, and I'm just going to charge them while I'm saying it, my friend. Charge them to raise these children. Thank God, in the house of God. Where, thank God, they can learn some things about God. Where they can see the Holy Spirit of God moving, thank God, all around them. Glory to God! It'll make a difference in their life, my friend. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Best thing to ever happen to me is I got saved. 15-year-old. We went to church, but we didn't go to church. You know what I mean? That makes sense? Yeah. We went to church. I was raised. I know what it was to be around church. I know what it was, my friend, to memorize some of the Bible verses. We went to Vacation Bible School just about the whole summer, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks at a time. Because there's everybody having a Vacation Bible School, and we went to all of them. Yeah, went to all of them. We learned all it was, my friend, about these Bible verses. Yes, sir. First place I ever learned Psalms 23. It was in Vacation Bible School. Yeah, and I got a star for it. Yeah, you got stars if you've done things. Do you know that? At the end of the week, you've done enough, you had a page full of stars. Yes, sir. And we enjoyed that. I remember that. Don't get me wrong. But brethren, when I come under conviction of the Lord, my friend, you could throw all that away. Yeah. Preacher, not all of it. Yes, you could just done away with all of it. It didn't matter, my friend. I was a sinner. Amen. Yes, sir. I was a sinner. I come to the realization, brethren, that if I didn't get something, hear me, I was going to bust hell wide open. That's what I was afeard of. That's what I was afraid of. Yes, sir. Going to hell. You know what? I never had been afraid of going to hell. Do you know that? Do you know that? I never had, my friend, been afraid of dying and going to hell. But, brethren, when God dealt with me, things changed. It most certainly did. Preacher, I don't want my children scared. I don't care what you call it. Fearful, trust, obedience, choice. You can call it what you want to, but brethren, if there's a trembling spirit there, somebody's afraid. Huh? Somebody, thank God, knows that they ain't got what it takes. You know that. That's what I knew, Bruce. But I really didn't know how to get rid of it, folks. Preacher, you just had to come down to the altar, yeah, and do what? Yeah. There ain't no one of you can actually tell me what happened when you got saved. Yeah. Huh? Why, preacher, I told him this and I told him that. I told him I'd do this and I bargained with him on this and that. Do you know the Lord really don't care for your bargaining? Amen. Huh? Amen. He don't want nothing you got no way. Not that shape. Yeah. You hear me? Brethren, when you really come clean between you and the Lord, I'm talking about downright clean between you and the Lord, you won't care, thank God, which way's up. And thank God you won't care which way's down. You just want relief. Amen. And it comes from Him. Yes, it does. It comes from Him. It comes from the heart, not the head. Amen. Not just the head. Amen. Think about it. It comes from the heart. You say, preacher, I wish, my friend, that I really knowed the Lord like you talking like. I tell you, you can. You can. You can know Him. You can know Him in a free pardon of sin. Yes, sir. You can know Him without a doubt. Thank God knowing that you're going to heaven today. You can do that. I believe you can. I believe if I knowed I was lost, I believe I know I was saved. Don't you? If you know that you're one way, I believe you can know that you're the other way. Yes, sir? Huh? What does the Scripture say? He rejoices over one. Huh? One sinner that repenteth. Over. He said He rejoices more over one that repenteth than over 99 just persons. Over 99 that don't need no repentance. Preacher, He ain't rejoicing over me. He rejoiced over you when you got saved. And that don't stop. Huh? That don't stop. He still's rejoicing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. About like the prodigal son's brother. Huh? Prodigal son's brother told his father. He said, Father, he said, I've not ever went out. I've not done this and I've not done that. And he said, you've not killed me, no fatty calf. Huh? He said, yeah, but son, he said, all that I've got. All I got, my friend, is yours. Thank God, do what you will with it. Hallelujah. Ain't that the truth? Ain't we got something? Huh? Ain't we as children of God got something this morning? Amen. Well, I'm of Abraham's seed. Brethren, you being of Abraham's seed ain't going to get you very much. No, sir. Just like the Jew that's born naturally. Brethren, they'll die and go to hell unless they get acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher, I wouldn't preach it. A lot of folks won't preach that. Why? Because of what this verse says. Say not that you're Abraham is your father. Say not. That's what they trust in. That's where their hope is. Thank God my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Glory to God. Not on a foundation, my friend, of lineage. It's a foundation of the Spirit of God today. Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Yes. Having this seal, the Lord know them that are His. Yes. The Lord know them that are His. Yes. Ain't that wonderful? Yes, yes sir. Yes. It is wonderful. Thank God. I know this morning... You say, preacher, you expect her to understand all that you've preached about. I expect her to understand this, that she's a child of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Now, I'll tell you, there's not anything, my friend, the Father will keep from her. Do you know that? Preacher, how can you say that? There's nothing he'll keep from you. Absolutely. There's nothing. There's nothing that God won't do for you. Brethren, he'll do the same for her. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I understand she's young. Don't get me wrong. I understand, my friend, and I understand the concerns that some people have. And they say, well, they're just too young. Well, I'm going to tell these two parents right here something. She is young. But I'll tell you something. You can nurture her. Amen. Huh? In the admonition of the Lord. Amen. You can do it. It'll be a great, great, my friend, step for her. If you two, thank God, do what you're supposed to do. You say, preacher, you're paying too close on them. They're here. I'm going to preach to them. Thank God I do the same thing as somebody else. Yes! Glory to God! God is real! Brethren, and he works through real people. Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Buried one yesterday. Her obituary says she was a lifelong member. Lifelong member. And she is a lifelong pianist. Pianist. Church didn't have a pianist. It's my understanding. Her brother told me, he said, we went out to Stoner's Iron. He said, Griffin was a pastor at that time. He said, it was Brother Griffin's desire and his prayer that she'd get saved where she could play the piano for the church. Glory! Said that was his desire. Brethren, and she started playing for the church and played over 50-something years, huh, as pianist. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. You don't know where she's headed. She might be in Dexton. Not doing away with anybody. You hear me? But, Susan, one day somebody's going to take your place. Huh? Needful, church. It's needful. Yes, sir. It's needful. And I'll say this to you that are here this morning. Brethren, it's needful that we make ourselves available. Amen. Yes, sir. Available. Amen. To do that God bid us to do. Amen. Just like missing a link in a chain. Amen. Huh? You ever ride an old bike, my friend, that missed skip? Huh? It wasn't funny either. Most of the time. Huh? Preacher, I didn't have one like that. That's all I ever had. Huh? Hand-me-downs. Leftovers. Somebody getting rid of them. Yes, sir. Done good to have a chain. Just to be honest with you. Just to be honest with you. But think about it, my friend. God's got somebody he's going to use right here at Mountain View. And brethren, if we're too stubborn, thank God to move, he'll raise him one up. Amen. He'll do it. He'll do it. Ain't that what he done in Eli's day? I can't get rid of Samuel, but I'll tell you something, my friend. Samuel's good enough to preach on. Yes, he is. He's good enough to preach on. He's one of them. Thank God that moved when God told him to move. You know what it takes to be obedient? Doing. Yeah. Doing. Amen. Preacher, I don't want to do it. They're going to talk about me. truth of it is, they'll talk about you anyway.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The fact of it is, you're going to be much happier if you just do. Do you know that? Did you hear that? If you just do. Do what, preacher? Whatever. Whatever it is the Lord is working on you for, brethren, just do it. See. Thank God if things don't straighten up. I don't know altogether what some folks' thorn in the flesh is. I do believe that we have them. And I do believe they're a little different according to people. Now, I don't know what your thorn is. Paul said he had one that buffeted him. Yes, sir, it buffeted him. He said, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. Yeah, he had one. And said he prayed, my friend, that the Lord would remove the thorn. Huh? You know what the Lord told him? Said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. Thank God. I'm probably not going to move that thorn. He said he had a thorn, lest he get, my friend, exalted, brethren, above the measure that he should. Do you know that? Do you know that? I believe these times, brethren, as we go down our journey, if the Lord didn't give us something, my friend, bring us home, we'd be gone. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. I believe you do too. I know some folks that's left here. Yes, sir. I know some times I've left here. Yes, sir. I didn't want to come back. No, sir. Didn't want to come back. Just want to go on. Huh? Just go on. Brethren, he took Elijah. Why can't he take you? Huh? Is that not right? He sent a chariot. Thank God one and brought Elijah away from this world. Did he not? Preacher, you're a strange bird. I probably am. There's no telling what this young lady will face in days to come, Lord permitting. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. She's going to come up just like a lot of you did. And there'll be decisions to be made that mama and daddy can't watch over. Huh? Coming day, she'll want to leave the house. Huh? I never will forget our middle daughter. Most of y'all probably know this. Dodie. We went to church one Sunday, and they was going to church elsewhere. They wanted to visit around. They had been with Daddy all his life. I understand that. I've left some churches that I thought I was going to have to leave them and Kathy both. You know that? Yeah. We left Mount Pisgah and come up here the second time. They told me flat-footed, Daddy, I ain't going with you. I ain't going with you. Yeah. We got a church. Yeah. We got a church. And they had some friends. They made friends. About the time they got good and friendly, Daddy left. Huh? That's what I done. I can't explain it. But it's hard on a family. But they just told me, well, no, we ain't going with you. We went to church one Sunday morning. We come home and I opened up the storm door there and there was a letter sitting about eyeball height. The letter from Dodie. She had took about all she could take. She had done about all she could do. She didn't know anything else to do. So she is leaving. She is leaving. Now I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, there's ways to leave. Just be honest with you. Well, preacher, did it hurt? Yeah, it broke my heart. Tore me up. I went. I found out. Preachers, it wouldn't have been no different. I knowed my daughter. I knowed my daughter. I found out where she went. We rode by a few times. We didn't see her car. One day we went by and we stopped. I can't remember. Don't think she was there right at the moment, but this other girl that she had started running around with, her mother was there. And I never will forget. She gave me her piece of her mind. Randy, they're nearly 19 year old, 18 and a half, whatever. Said, let them do what they want to do. I said, well, I said, she may do it, but I said, I'm still going to talk to her. I'm still going to talk to her. I said, you tell her to call me. Better yet, you tell her when she gets here, I'll come back here. She didn't want to talk to me. She didn't make her mind up. Well, preacher, where's all this going? I'm just telling you, they'll make choices. Huh? They'll make choices. And I, believe it or not, I understood where she was at. I understood what she was going through. I got to talking to her, my friend, and it broke both our hearts. But nonetheless, I told her, I said, now, Dodie, I said, there'll come a day you'll leave the house. I said, not only will you leave it, I'll help you leave. I said, don't leave like this. Just don't leave me like this. Huh? When that other day comes, we'll take care of business. Huh? Yes, sir. I understood that. Understood that. You know what? She didn't want to be under my house because Daddy had certain rules. Certain rules. Yeah. Had certain things that Daddy wouldn't allow. It's a fact. Do you know what she done? She come home. She come home. Thank God. And yes, when it come time, Marshall, we helped her pack up and leave. Amen. Yes, sir. Do you hear me? You hear me? You say, preacher, that don't make good sense. Brethren, every one of you sitting here going to make decisions. Amen. And you have made decisions. And some of you have made decisions that you're living with. You know that? Preacher, I don't need to know all this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I've made decisions, my friend, on my own. And you know what I've had to do? I've had to repent and ask the Lord to help me. And He has. And He has. He didn't make the decision, I made it. But he helped me. He helped me. Thank God, out of the situation I was in. Can you believe that? Yes. 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 David sinned. And the scripture says the sin that he sinned gave Israel a great occasion to sin. But he told him, he said, there's some things coming. Those things came. But I believe with all my heart that David repented. And God heard his prayer. And God helped him. But those things that the Lord told him was coming, Bruce, they was coming. And they did come. Brethren, there wasn't a whole lot David could do, but just trust in God that it'd help him through it all. Through it all. You can't take this morning, I bring my remarks to a close. I'm probably not finished this morning. I've got a deep concern, and I can't explain it. But I've got a deep concern, my friend, that there's folks that knows exactly where and what they need to be doing, and they've chose to do different. They've chose to do different. Stormy waters round me. Loud thunder roll. How the mighty billow did roll. I don't know a whole of it. Loud thunders roll. Is that right? Stormy waters round me. You know it, Mike. Is that right? Rock my soul. Toss my soul. How the mighty billows. Right? Think about it. Think about it. There's no way under heaven, my friend, that me or you, either one, can straighten out some of the situations we're in. You'll never get it done. You know David tried to straighten his out. He did. He tried to fix his problem. You know what happened? He dug a great big hole. I'm just here to tell you, my friend, that's exactly what you'll do. Trying to figure and straighten things out yourself. You'll dig holes. You'll get them so deep, my friend, you'll cover yourself in them. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Preacher, I feel sorry. I've had folks that tell me that they didn't know where they'd want to raise a kid in this kind of environment. Huh? My answer's always been, raise them right. Raise them right. Have as many as you can. Yeah. Raise them right. Raise them godly. Huh? Somebody's got two folks. Yes, sir. Somebody's got to know. Somebody got to be doing right. Huh? Had it not rather be the church? Had it not rather be God's people? Yes. Brother, there's a lot of so-called God's people that's went haywire. Yes. Or something. Have they not? They have. They have. It's evident. It's not just evident in the world, folks. It's evident in the church. Raise them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Preacher, will they always stay right, whether they do or whether they don't? If you've raised them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, all I can tell you is that you've got a God that can still touch them. I don't care where they are. He can still touch them. Fred Coakler said he'd get in a foxhole with you. I believe he'll get anywhere with you. Don't you? David said he would. And David said, no, if I make my bed in hell. He said, thou art there. Huh? Thou art there. Thank God. Didn't old Jonah go down the fish's belly? He said, out of the belly of hell I cried. God heard him. Brethren, you ain't out of that position because you ain't cried out to God this morning. Fact. Children of Israel down there 430 years, they never did get out till they cried. You ain't going to get out either. Come get a verse of a song. That's the message. I don't know your heart.